This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Kelly Farley, the new athletic director at Swampscott High School. And Kelly, tell us about what are some of the first actions that you're required to do here in Swampscott.
So obviously, first of all, just to get myself introduced to everybody, get to know the community a lot better, and so on and so forth, and then kick off the fall season and start some initiatives from there.
What's going on right now? What is keeping you busy?
Hiring some coaches are definitely key things right now. Getting to know the community as far as the recreation director and all the other players about that are integral to the athletic department and that sort of thing. So it's really kind of going down that list. And most importantly also is getting to know my coaches.
Have you gotten the impression that football's important here in Swampscott?
Football's definitely important in Swampscott, but the impression I also want to get out is that I think all the sports are important for the kids. You know, there's such a great tradition, and we want to even ramp that up a little bit more and increase participation at games from a fan base and that sort of thing. So that's definitely one of the things on my list as well.
Right. What are the new coaches this year? I know you have a new football coach this year, but any other new fall coaches this year?
Some sub-varsity coaches, and then also we're in the process, just about got finalized, a new head cross-country coach as well.
We got a number of new things there. I want to ask you about the MIAA football changes. Apparently not for this fall, but for next fall. What do you know about those possible changes?
So there was a proposal made in the spring to change the start time for the season, make it a little bit earlier in August, to put some pretty significant limits on how many days a week a team can have contact and practices and so on and so forth, and that sort of thing. It was really, I think, driven by student safety and because of the increase in concussions and injuries in football. My understanding is that it was tabled for this year because it was a very short lead time for schools to look at coaches' contracts and student athlete and coaches' vacation time and that sort of thing. But I have the feeling that it's something that we'll see come next season.
So the idea is that practices could start earlier. They'd be much more controlled, but yet games won't necessarily be starting any earlier.
Yeah, that's my understanding of it. It's more of a much more controlled practice, more time to make sure the student athletes are in good physical condition, and really focusing on student safety.
You spent 6 years rather at Manchester Essex as their athletic director before coming here to Swampscott. So tell me, what are some accomplishments that you made on Manchester Essex athletics? And then again, I'm sure it's some of the same values that you'll be bringing to Swampscott.
Absolutely. So I put a lot of emphasis on educational athletics. I really believe that the athletic field or court or pool, wherever you may be, is an extension of the classroom. And the other thing I really firmly believe in is that student athletes have the opportunity to learn a lot of life lessons as they're going through athletics with their team, with their coaches, everything from communication to working cooperatively with other people and so forth. So that's one thing I've definitely focused on at Manchester Essex, and I plan to focus on here as well. I would like to put together a leadership council of student athletes where we talk about leadership skills, because I feel like a lot of times we give a student athlete a title, a leadership title, whether it be captain or another title, and we say, okay, great, you have this title, go out and do it. And they say, well, maybe I don't have the training. What does it mean to be a true leader? And then the other thing I put big emphasis on, and I will continue to do here and maybe make a few changes here, is focus on concussions. So impact testing, following up with possible concussions and that sort of thing. And then educating the student athletes around it, coaches obviously, and parents.
Have there been changes in concussion regulations in the last year? I know there clearly were big changes in the last several years.
Not so much in the last year. You know, we're still required to have a concussion policy here at school. We need to update it every couple of years with the Department of Public Health and so on and so forth, which we're in complete compliance with, and that's great. But I want to look at more of the educational piece, too, and bringing awareness of how important it is to be aware of the concussions and properly rehabilitate students who might suffer any kind of a brain injury.
Any other kind of philosophical kinds of things, leadership that you will try to bring to this position in Swampscott?
Yeah, definitely open communication, treating student athletes and their parents in a way that is positive and that is give and take and so on and so forth. And that has happened before, but that's something that I want to definitely continue and really focus on. And just treating every student athlete equally, every team equally, and make sure everybody knows that they're valued and make sure everybody has a positive experience. Win or lose, they come out of every situation with a positive experience.
Let me ask you a question on the leagues. You came from the Cape Ann League. You came from a small school in the Cape Ann League. You're coming to the Northeastern Conference, and you're coming to a relatively small school within the Northeastern Conference as well. And I think that if you're an administrator or a coach or athletic person in either league, you're familiar with the other league to some extent. What are the similarities or what are the differences, do you think, between the two leagues? And can more be done kind of interleague with these two conferences?
Yeah, we've tried some interleague stuff with football. It was successful, but I think philosophically the leagues are a little bit different. The NEC has a lot more city-type schools versus the Cape Ann League, which I think is one difference. The other thing is that the Northeast Conference has a lot of bigger schools. You know, the Cape Ann League has Masco, which is, you know, kind of the elephant in the room, if you will, and Masco notices that as well, that their student enrollment is just so much higher than other Cape Ann League schools, especially if you look at the difference of Manchester Essex at about 470 and then a Masco that's up about 1,100 plus. It's a big difference. Yeah. You know, but the ADs in both leagues are awesome. We have the same commissioner in both leagues and Les Murray. The comfortable thing for me is that I know most of the athletic directors in the Northeast Conference, so that'll be a nice transition for me, and I'm familiar with the way the Northeast Conference works a lot, so I think it'll be a smooth transition.
Any other thoughts about this job coming to Swampscott to become the athletic director?
I'm just really excited for it. I have a lot of great ideas that I want to bring forth and just continue to better the program, and I'm really waiting for the student athletes to get here and everything to get underway.
That's Kelly Farley. She's the new athletic director at Swampscott High School. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.